please don't take this person out. Would you politely go to hell? Get the fuck out of my way, cause it's been one of those days.
This is platinum. This is the class.
We're talking Ferris wheels.
You've got a sassy walk.
Right. Hang on.
Put a collar on for the Lord.
Was there talk of going full Phantom?
I doubt it.
I am also laughing at that.
Everybody gave Daddy what he needed. Mad at all.
Live on tape, it's the fastest hour in podcasting. This is Never Not Funny. Now, here's your host, Jimmy Pardo.
Hello, Benitowitz. Welcome to the April bonus episode of the award-winning podcast, Never Not Funny. We're recording this, full disclosure, after 36i. Laura Ortiz, we said scram, and then we brought the boy in. Mm-hmm. Oliver's been, Danielle brought him, you're off school today for some reason. And yes. Then Danielle had to go to Warby Parker, not a sponsor at the moment, but has sponsored in the past. Mm-hmm. She had to go to Warby Parker and get some her glasses adjusted and said, instead of Oliver coming with me at 8 a.m. because I had to go to the doctor prior, she said, you know what, I'll bring him. So now he's here. Hello, Oliver.
Hi.
How was the drive in with Mom on the 405? Was it okay?
Oh, yeah, it was good stuff.
Yeah? What'd you do? Did you listen to the program?
Yes, we did. We listened to the show.
Oh.
We're loving the show.
Hey-o.
Yeah.
Wait, that's
an in-house plug?
That's the weird thing. You have been on the show, but for your entire life, there's always been this question of like, well, Oliver doesn't listen. That'd be crazy for him to listen. But you're now at an age where you could listen.
Yeah,
to
exactly.
It.
And I have.
But let's be very specific. What episode did you listen to, Oliver?
Well, we listened to the one I was on.
Yeah. Okay.
But we listened to the previous one. Where, you know, I and Saisha were on, but we didn't get to that part yet. So basically, we were just listening to the show.
Oh, so you listened to the 45, the opening.
Yeah, the opening.
Strong opening. Agreed?
Great opening.
Very strong.
Yes. The pit, and is that what you guys were talking about?
I don't know what that means.
The show. The pit.
Oh, yeah. The hospital. The hospital program. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Garen enjoyed it.
Yes, sir.
He liked it a lot. Elliot liked it.
Yeah. There's talk of my family watching it. My wife and I.
Oh,
it's a big fan. Kids don't care.
It's very good. It's very good. Very good.
But I have... Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Well,
no,
I was just saying, but I have...
I'm talking.
Guys, don't fight.
What do you...
I have listened. I've, watched all the, Never Not Vineys. I've watched all of those.
Yeah, you love those.
I do. I think they're hysterical.
I'm going to tell you
something. You know why? It's a funny show.
Damn right.
It's a great show.
Strong show. Strong host. What... I missed the Vineys. That guy had an eye for what was a nice... I guess snippet. 10-second snippet, and then when he would put the little package together on YouTube, I hope that guy's doing well. I'm sure his life got busy or whatever. And Never Not Shopped was John. I don't recall Viney's name.
We met him in Oregon, in Portland.
I think he had a kid.
Yeah, I think he had a kid. I think you're right.
I believe.
And I know that that can be time consuming, and I mean, certainly putting together the collection of his clips from his favorite podcast, not priority.
Yeah.
And but let's
not until the kid gets into
it. Yeah. Now let's shake it up, right, Garen?
Yeah. Let's get the kid working.
Yeah. Let's get it back on. Yeah.
Well, do we trust the kid's taste though?
I don't
know if he's going to get it.
the old man got it.
Yeah. He better raise this kid right so his kid can take over for him.
What if he hates this show? Then they don't have something to talk about.
Well, adoption. Yeah. You're out of here.
You know what? You bring that kid, I don't care what age it is, you bring him over to the firehouse and you drop him off. Go on, take a look, see if they have a Dalmatian.
He's 16 years old. He doesn't like the podcast. Get him on the back of that truck.
All right, so you had a nice time listening to that on the drive-in.
Great time.
You slept in this morning. You didn't have to go to the doctor with me. That must have made you very happy.
Yes, made me very happy.
Why do you have the day off? Do you know?
It's Armenian Genocide Awareness Day.
Right, yeah.
So why?
It's crazy that Burbank, where my kids go to school, they don't have it off.
Huh.
Burbank and Glendale are two of the most.
Road.
Yeah, well, there's tons of Armenian
So why don't you have it off?
They celebrate it. I know they did a big dance in the quad the other day, but they don't. They don't
flash mob.
I think it was more. I mean, it was announced. It wasn't a surprise to anyone. But
I missed the flash mobs.
Yeah,
I liked. Yes, I liked when you were with me once. We were at the Hollywood and Highland, and we were having lunch there, and we were walking around. All of a sudden, in the middle of the thing, there's a flash mob doing a dance to a song. It was great.
It's pure joy.
It's pure joy.
Like, it's, I don't know that, I could see, depending on the song choice, maybe being a little like, okay, really? This is kind of on the nose, but... But, you know, like, we don't need another Thriller one. We got
don't.
It.
We don't
we
need
got
that.
It. We got it.
Death. We don't need another Thriller.
What do you think about that?
That's not a bad. Tina Turner, Michael Jackson mashup.
Uh-huh.
Suck a pill.
Yeah.
So, Oliver.
Yeah.
You don't listen to the show on a regular basis, but
I've been listening.
Shut up while I'm talking. This isn't at home where you think you run the roost. What?
What?
Do you listen to the Andy Daly episodes? I know you're a big fan of his.
I have not listened to the Andy Daly episode.
Go back.
But I have. I should. I listened to the to a Chris Fairbanks episode, and I listened to a Todd Glass episode. Uh-huh. Well, I've been listening. It's been great.
If I could recommend an Andy Daly episode, find the one where we go to the 7-Eleven. That seems to be the Andy Daly episode that people...
We used to have some artwork that said what episode that was, and I don't know where it went.
It's over there.
What does it say, Alec Karen?
Oh, I can't see.
Oh, nobody. No, that writing is so teeny. Yeah. It's teeny of the tiny. It's like 11:18 is Garen's guess. I couldn't tell you. I couldn't give you a guess for a million.
Wait, if it was 11:07, that'd be good.
It would be, wouldn't it?
Ah,
no, we didn't plan that very well, did we?
No.
What episode is it, Garen?
1602.
So look for episode 1602, Oliver. And if you need Matt to send that to you, we can certainly do that. We got mail. We're going to open up some mail.
Yep.
And so I'm going to open it. Here's what I'm going to do. We got some mail here. I'm going to open that mail in case there are taste testy things in there.
Mm-hmm.
If there is not, we go to the Oreo cupboard and we try one of the Oreos over there. We do the taste test of that. Now, full disclosure, in between the Laura Ortiz episode and this one, Matt and I tried the tiramisu and we tried the birthday cake. So we kind of already.
Well, I couldn't contain myself. I wanted to try my idea of taking two Oreo thins and making one normal Oreo out of it. And it was the only thins we had were the tiramisu ones. And it was a crumbly mess, but also tasted weird. But you backed me up on that.
It tasted a little funky.
It wasn't like the, because we had tiramisu last time you were here,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, when I was here.
Those ones tasted like real tiramisu to me.
Wait, you've done taste tests before with us?
Yeah, the last episode
he was here
we
like
on.
3 weeks ago.
When were you here last?
Probably a week ago, actually.
It was not that long ago, right?
Yeah. It was.
Oh yeah, you're right. It was a week and a half ago.
Yes.
What had happened was
Monday before Thursday.
Here's what happened, if I'm not mistaken.
That was scary. Holy smokes!
We had had you scheduled because you had today off. We had you scheduled to do this episode, and then somebody canceled on that Monday, and you happened to be off that day too. And I said, "Hey, do you want to?" And then you're like, "God damn it!"
I know. Yeah, that was like,
"Can Saisha come?" And I was like, "Well, fine."
She had a wonderful time, by the way. She had a great time.
We liked having her. And you go to school with her? is that how you know her?
No, I just kind of, we were just like walking around. As I was walking in the door,
she
ran into.
She actually, as she revealed on the show, she's just a Jimmy Pardo groupie who hangs out outside the studio. Use Oliver to get inside.
She's a big fan. She's actually listened to the Andy Daly episode. I'm not kidding.
Oh, really?
She actually has.
Oh my God.
She's a big fan.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
So you have graduation coming up, and maybe you'll be on the show before then. I don't know, but if and the off chance you're not,
sure.
So your graduation is coming up. Do you when you and it's happening at the Greek, which I find fascinating.
Crazy.
Do you sit alphabetically?
Yeah, we sit alphabetically and by SLC, which are like the little schools within our school. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So you know, you got like the band kids or the performing art, whatever, and I'm not part of any of that. And I don't think I am around anybody I know.
So you're going to be...
go ahead.
No, so go ahead. So you got PAL on your right and you got PAS on your left and you don't know them.
I don't know them and we are last.
We
are there. Jeez. Long time. Long
outdoors time. At the
Does that
Greek.
Mean people are going to be taken off after they get their diploma?
No, but I think then you can sit freely, maybe.
Oh.
Yeah, but you're not allowed to leave. I know that.
No, you're not allowed to leave. Right. And you're not allowed to clap when you know until the very end.
Oh, no,
they make a big shtick about
absolutely.
That.
Well, because it would take forever.
It would be.
It's already going to take forever.
Apparently it
How many kids are in your graduating class?
I would say...
Six?
Yeah.
It's going to take a long time.
Yeah, it's going to take a long time. And I don't know any of them. Maybe like close to 500.
Damn.
That is that is a lot. That's like more than double my graduation. Wow. I think mine was 160.
Wow.
What are they going to do if you leave?
They don't actually give you the real diploma then.
That's how they hold it over you.
Yeah, it's a fake diploma, and then you have to go to the school and pick it up, which is like, then what are we doing? What are we doing?
We're having fun at the Greek.
Yeah.
just like Russell Brand those years ago.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, we got to get him there.
Hey, you know what?
We have to get him there.
That bodes well for my son, because Russell Brand is a good guy.
Yeah.
He's a good guy and very funny, Russell Brand.
I heard he's the valedictorian.
Yeah, he's
like, could you imagine?
He's going to give up, get up there.
I was here.
Here's no nut job, Russell Brand.
Can you imagine?
He comes out and talks to you children.
Holy smokes. I was here 20 years ago.
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever heard Russell Brand?
That's what he sounds like. He's very up and down. Arthur.
Yeah, the reboot.
He did do the reboot.
He was in that tub.
I mean, it was a good pick for if you're going to make an Arthur. It's like, here's a British guy people think is funny who also has substance abuse problems. Like, what's good?
So why not?
Yeah. Oh, man.
I mean, and it was the perfect minute of his career.
Yeah. Like, if they had done it 5 years earlier, Gervais would have done it. And that would have been fine. Yeah. But didn't need to be done.
And if they would have done it 5 years later, it would have been Gervais.
It would be that window. A little sliver.
Where it was the great Russell Brand. Russ Brand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Got a lot of ideas.
He's a good guy. He's got a lot of ideas.
He's a thinker. He's a thinker. He's
rusty.
A deep thinker. And when he's not thinking, he's just asking questions like Joe Rogan.
Sure.
He's just asking questions.
He's a seeker.
He's a seeker.
At heart.
What?
Nothing.
Oh, you had a look on your face like you had some Russell Brand breaking news.
No.
All right, here it is.
Up, my brother.
And Garen sucks. I don't care for the way this starts. This letter. Salutations. Never Not Funny executive, staff, and guests, if applicable.
Thanks.
By now, you have seen the enclosed confections. I have not, because this was laying on top of the newspaper that you've stuffed in there. My most awesome and spectacular wife, Dawn, has baked these as a thank you for the return of the signed postcards. Remember Jim sent some postcards and he wanted us to sign them as some bit with his family? Back when I used to be an instructor in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, shout out to all Chippewa Valley listeners, Dawn would occasionally make both of these types of cookies for my students. Enclosed are both Shaw Cola Chip and Molasses cookies. We tried vacuum sealing a previous batch for about a week and a half to preserve freshness as a test run. It worked. So hopefully they arrived intact. I've also enclosed a CD for Mr. Pardo of various songs from American Prog Rock Masters, Kansas. Delicious prog rock to go with delicious cookies. This compilation contains what I consider their two best songs, Miracle Out of Nowhere from 1976's Left Overture and Angels Have Fallen from the 1979 Monolith album. These songs feature Steve Walsh's vocals at the top of his game, rivaling the great Steve Perry. I love the vocals of the Steves.
You know, I have to quote Howard Kramer's quoting his brother.
Yes.
About the band Kansas.
Go right ahead.
I don't need anyone telling me I'm dust in the wind.
Thank you, Howard's brother. If you find the CD format unacceptable, I do not. Please accept this as a written apology. Please share the cookies with the How to Survive team. Garen, no doubling up of the cookies. As well as Irma and Oliver.
Hey.
Well, you're going to do it here.
Nice.
As they send postcards as well.
Oh, that's true.
Thank you for this particular entertainment and laughter you all provide us. It is greatly appreciated. Sorry we had to reuse a box. No fresh box this time. We will strive to higher standards in the future. Jim and Dawn from Port Washington, Wisconsin. Now, I did see them. They came to the Zanies at Rosemont Show. Jim is a big he's always in the Zoom. He's a big classic rock guy.
Mm-hmm.
I do like Kansas. I think I love Point of No Return. It's a great album. And I like their mid to late 80s stuff on MCA Records, which everybody else hates. But I like them. I look forward to the compilation that Jim provided, because I do have a playlist of Kansas, but maybe I'm not picking the right songs.
Yeah,
I have the songs I like, and admittedly, if I like Kansas, I should broaden my horizons. Now, I will say this. I mentioned not long ago that I like Blue Oyster Cult and that I should go wider on Blue Oyster Cult. And a guy sent me a playlist, and that was a fucking dud.
People like different things, Jimmy.
Yep.
100%.
This is true. In English class, we were reading a book, and...
What are you doing? You showing off?
It's about Kansas.
Oh, I'm listening.
Literally. It's on topic. And we were like reading a book and we were listening to the audiobook, and I was like, and they were like, how do you think that the guy looks? And I was like, he looks just like the guy. To me, in my head, listening to this audiobook, he looks just like the guy on that Kansas album cover. And it was met with silence. Nobody liked that reference.
Did you say Kansas the way you just said
that? Yeah,
that was the problem. That may have hurt you a little bit.
That also hurt me.
Hey, Oliver, you want to hear my hot joke that I did in an audition for VH1 show once?
Yeah.
Steve Walsh had just left the band Kansas, and I said, what do you think that was when he got home? He said to his wife, honey, I'm not in Kansas anymore. He's not in Kansas anymore. It's right on that Wizard of Oz program. Have Garen catch this with his sweet new glove. Not time.
We already got rid of that.
All right. So, all right.
I think it's still in the kitchen. We offered it up to the office.
Nobody knows what it is.
All right. Here's
wow. They are back in back.
Here's the vac sealed on April 8th.
Wait, are these vaccinated cookies?
That was a joke. Yo. I don't get it.
You get it. You just don't like it.
That's vacuum sealed molasses cookies. And these are those soda colas, or whatever they're called.
Holy crap.
Shaw cola chip.
Wow.
I think we're going to need your knife, Jimmy, to get
them. How do you open these?
I think with
scissors. Do you have scissors?
I have some scissors, but they're not very good scissors.
That's everything, guys.
I think if you just stab it in the heart, it will kill it.
Stab it in the heart.
You gotta break the seal.
I'm going to go right there.
Yeah, yeah. But just make sure you get close enough that it...
I got it.
Okay, and that should open right up, right?
Yeah, what it does is it takes off that seal.
Yeah.
Picks off the vacuum seal and then puts tattoos on its face.
Oh, no.
I know they're not tattoos. All right, here we go.
They're scars. I never knew what the story behind those scars
were. Yeah, I always thought that was like not a tattoo, but there's another kind of thing. Like there's a scarring tradition.
Yeah, it's right. That.
Oh, but, it is?
Yeah.
No. Is it that, though?
I believe it's that.
For him?
For Seal, yeah.
Seal.
I believe he, right? It's the... It
belongs to a...
Like a religious thing?
Yeah.
Or
is it not? I always thought it was.
I always thought that too, but I think Matt's right. I think that we found out that, in fact, it is not that.
It's just scars.
I think.
Maybe he was just had acne or something. That's what I thought when I first saw him. I was like, oh, there's just acne scars.
And usually, like, the things that I've seen that are in that tradition are not on the face. They're usually on your arm or your...
All right, Matt,
or maybe your
grab one of the chocolates and then give that to Oliver. And then Oliver will... What do you got, Garen?
The prominent scarring on Seal's face is the result of a type of lupus.
Oh.
Discoid lupus erythematosus, which affects the skin and leaves large scars.
Okay. All right. You know what? I'm sure I already knew that information, but it's good to know it again.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Oliver, hand that over to the other fellows. All right. You've tried the chocolate chip?
They turned the hexagons this way.
Mmm.
That is delicious.
That is delicious. Thank you, Don. And, hey, where's that CD?
Oh, mother effer.
Thank you, sir.
He heard the Kansas joke and said, you don't deserve it anymore. I gotta take that back.
Oh, wait.
Oh, that's like a double.
Here, my mouth is not full. I'll read it.
Not read.
It's Kansas. Should I fill the dead air?
Yeah, wow.
I'm the only one who doesn't have a cookie in his mouth.
I'm cookie.
What's up, everybody? Hey, Garen, what's going on over there? How come you didn't catch that thing that got thrown at you?
Is this the hot crosstalk you guys do when I go to the bathroom?
Oh, man, you have no idea.
Have you started Andor season 2? I haven't.
I haven't. It's pretty good.
Dropped 3 on us, didn't they?
They did.
Not ready for it.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
All right, Matt, what is track number 11 on disc 1?
Dust in the Wind.
That's correct. Oliver, what's track number 1 on disc 3?
Carry On My Wayward Son.
Yes! That's
Carry
the right answer.
Carry On My Wayward Son.
Where is the... There's one more, but I can't find it on here.
I got to try that molasses one, Jimmy.
We're going to get there. All right. My eye is not showing this. How did they do a 3-disc best of with no point of no return on it?
Don't know.
Take it up with Jim, I think.
Yep.
You know what?
He sequenced it.
I'm not fucking around. There's no point of no return on here. How do you have a 3-disc best of and not have point of no return?
Give me that.
Take a look.
Is that era specific? Like, is there...
Oh, yeah.
No, it's not, Garen. I would agree with you on that, but it's not.
Weird.
Molasses.
Was that on there?
Yeah.
Here's what's interesting to me. Today years old when I learned this. It's the point of Kano return.
Yes, it is.
Which I did not know.
Yeah. Spelled with a K. Point of no return. K.
Or like knowing?
Yeah, like knowing. Yeah.
Wow.
What happened?
I don't know.
You're mad at yourself?
Yeah.
You're mad at me?
No.
What are you mad at me for?
I'm not mad at you.
You could be mad at me if you want.
Why am I mad at Elliot? I'm not mad at Elliot.
No, this is the thing.
I was reading. It's not on there.
It's not on there. How? I'm not fucking around. How do you do a three-disc Kansas with no point of no return?
That does seem
like
one of the ones I know.
Right?
Uh-oh.
These are a little more crumbly. Safety first on these molasses, fellas.
That's really good, too.
I'm sure the listener hates this new segment.
Yeah, I bet you they probably do.
They really do.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's the feedback on the...
No. I'm sure nobody likes to hear it. Oh, thank you.
Well, nobody likes hearing people chew on the air.
Yeah.
But they know why we're doing it, so just suck it up and get through it.
Any of those mesothelioma people aren't going to be happy at all.
Well, I hate it. My wife and son chew their food, and I can't stand it.
What?
If I'm ever in prison, it's because I murdered them.
Wow.
Because of that.
It smells real good.
Yeah, it smells like molasses. Sweet.
Candle.
Bet you're sweet molasses.
Yeah, that's really good. I think that's my favorite.
Of the two?
Of the two. Yeah, if I'm going to rank them, one, the other one's two. They're both great.
That's good.
Delicious.
If you ask me, I'm very serious. Mm-hmm. Jimmy, you were in the record business. You worked for, you ended up working for MCA Records.
Is this about the Road to Nowhere?
If you needed to name five Kansas songs, I can name five. Mm-hmm. Point of No Return would be one of them.
Yeah. According to ultimateclassicrock.com, it is the second top 10 song of Kansas.
Right?
Damn.
This is fucking garbage.
Is there a chance that maybe like one of the performers own the rights to that song and this compilation couldn't get it?
Yes. Oh. I think that's exactly
I was actually going to ask a different question, which is that does that song have a different title that it originally went under, maybe?
It does not.
Mm. Okay.
Because it's also the name of the album.
I need these cookies with raisins on them.
What? Right. Darren, these are a gift.
Yeah. They're delicious.
We lie on the air and say we like them, whether we do or not.
I need you to shut the fuck up. That's what we all have needs.
I need it enhanced with a raisin.
Why? Then go grab a handful of fucking raisins then.
Nah, it'd be perfect. This would be a perfect cookie with a raisin.
I'll hear your thoughts on raisins.
Raisin in a fucking ginger cookie. He's a madman.
I've never said this before, but I mean, he's the dumbest man I know. Wow. He really is.
He really is.
I have a master's degree, sir.
You've got a fucking patch from some online Kiss Army fan club or some shit. I don't know what you have. I'm a screenwriter. You sew this on my sleeve, mommy. The fuck?
I like sewing on your pants, you almost said.
Yeah, you know, I don't know what I almost said. I can tell you it wasn't pants, but I don't know what it was. All right, Jim and Dawn, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All ball busting aside on this Kansas. I don't blame Jim for this.
No, it's not his fault.
No.
You already know that one song. You don't need to hear it again. This is exposing you to new stuff.
Here's the thing on a compilation like this, though. I do like hearing it again because...
You need the anchor.
You need a new song, one I know.
You need a port in the storm, don't you?
I do.
To get through those rough waters.
Point of no return. How long?
With a how's it spelled?
It's K-N-O.
Oh,
that's interesting.
Because they know. Like Marvel's Nowhere.
Here's a fun Jimmy Pardo fact. Where did I hear that song for the first time? Where did I hear Point of No Return for the first time? I will tell you this. It was a television program. What television program did I hear it on?
James at 15.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nice to hear. I thought we were going to have a fun guessing game, but I guess it's over.
And molasses is...
Here's this box.
Struck again.
Sweet, sassy molasses.
All right. I'm able to tell you this because it's listed. This box weighs 10 pounds, 9 ounces.
Nah. That's all. Wow. That's a heavy box.
That's a heavy box.
Heavy.
Heavy. Heavy. Heavy. Wait, what's Rodney think about this, Oliver?
All right. I can't do it, Rodney.
You do a decent, Rodney. I mean, not like Todd's.
Somebody mouthed off to me one time at Subway. I thought the food was the only thing that was supposed to get fresh. Okay.
Is that your own?
That's pretty good.
That's good.
Thank you.
That's good.
I was at Subway the other day. Did I already talk about this?
I think I already talked about this. Well, we don't know it because you haven't told
us. Well, when those people, I said, I want to get a tuna sandwich, and they said, I bet you do.
No, you didn't tell
that story.
You want to get into what?
I went to the Subway, and they were like, what do you want? And I said, can I get a tuna sandwich? And they said, I bet you do. What? And they were like, what kind of cheese do you want? And I went, pepper jack cheese. And they went, of course.
What the hell?
This guy's having an argument in his head.
Yeah. And then he turned to his employee and he was like, can you believe this guy? And they just started cracking up. And I was like, what's going on, fellas?
What did you do?
What joke am I missing out on? It was very strange.
Huh. How was your sandwich?
Delicious. Yeah. It was great.
Is this Kansas compilation, is it essential?
It is not that one, no.
Oh, okay. Because that one, it looks like there were two CDs stuck together, and the tracks for this for one of them doesn't show up on the outside.
Yeah, no, this is called Another Fork in the Road, 50 Years of Kansas. It's a special edition 3D digipack. The legendary American progressive rocker celebrated their 50th anniversary with his career spanning, with the exception of one song, 3-CD collection. Includes a brand new recording of Can I Tell You, as well as extensive liner notes and rarely seen archive material. So they re-recorded a song and left off one of their biggest hits.
Yeah. I'm now with Elliot. It's got to be a rights thing. They wanted to shiv some dude who wrote it.
Yeah, maybe not give that person any money. Maybe
who wrote it?
That's the real question, isn't it?
By the way, this is from... hey, I'm going to give you some information that I'm now going to take back. Because I thought all the songs off Pointing Over Turn Around out here, but there are two. Okay.
So there are other songs from that album.
Yeah. Just not
the title track.
Not the one you want.
But didn't you say that anything. Nobody likes that song?
Everybody likes that song. It was in James at 15.
People are still talking about it.
I think our theory is going down the tubes because the lyricist was...
Steve Walsh. Yeah, and he was...
Well, but it could have been somebody else. So there's Phil Ahart and Robbie Steinhardt.
Yeah, that's them. The three of them wrote everything. So it's not...
Maybe they just don't like it.
I don't... Whoever put this compilation together, I mean this sincerely, needs to be fired.
I assume the band had some input.
Oh, there's archive stuff on here, Matt. There's no question about that.
it doesn't even address what I said at all.
I know. That's a joke.
Yeah, I'm sure they played their instruments on
it. Oliver Griffin. This hot new Rodney character. All right, so more paper. Oh, boy.
Is it more food?
You know what it is? It's Diet Moxie.
We
asked, and we now receive.
You made a point of saying.
Yes, I facilitated that.
I'm going to tell you this. This particular one, it's got to feel that can. Now feel my can. Feel my ass. Yeah, get over here. You grab a piece of that. Grab a chunk of that.
It feels heavier than a normal can of soda.
But do you feel it's cool?
Yeah.
It's cooler to the touch.
It is cool.
Which makes me risk taking a sip of it. It says to serve it chilled, but we don't have time for that today.
No.
So I'm going to take a sip of this, and then we'll put some in the fridge, and we'll try it again as a group later.
I have some ice in my thing here.
I'm just going to go right here. Okay. And now this is Moxie. Oliver, you want to try some of this Moxie?
Wait, before you drink out of the can, should we pour it into a few cups?
Yeah.
Here's what I wanted to do, but it's up to you guys. I was going to just...
Oh my God, it's alive.
Holy smokes.
What the hell is happening?
Oh, Elliot, get in on that. Well, it's not doing it. Elliot, get in. Get in tight on that.
What's that? Oh, what's happening?
I don't want to touch the can because it's alive.
It's bubbling in an unnatural way.
Yeah.
A very unnatural way.
Oh,
what the frick?
It's hitting me. Like, way over here, I'm getting splashed on.
Yeah.
The Black Lagoon. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't
think the Black Lagoon? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, the creature.
You know where the creature comes from?
No, I know. I just... That hit my ear wrong.
Because of the Blue Lagoon with...
No. I'm
still doing it.
I don't know what everybody...
Don't worry. As soon as Elliot gets his camera set up, it'll be done. Ansel Adams is setting up his tripod over there.
All right. It is settling down.
Oh, no, we're going ahead.
the second you get that. All right. So my thought was this. Because it's not cold, I was just going to take a sip of it. But then we'll put some in the thing.
Wait, is there more than one can in the box?
There are 10 pounds, 9 ounces of cans. Jesus. So then I was going to put some in the fridge and then do it for everybody cold.
Yeah.
All right, I got the can now.
Well, we could open another one.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, right. I'll probably do it again.
Yeah, it just takes too long to reset the focus and everything on the main cameras.
Hey, man. You don't need to explain to me.
First of all, you're out of microphone. Second of all, nobody gives a shit.
Third, trust me, somebody will.
Yeah, I know, dude. I know you get emails too. Only Garrett and Matt don't.
Let's not act like this is a fucking prisoner situation. We make a good living talking like assholes for 2 hours. Is it so? A couple people email. No big deal. Just let it go.
Who's this guy?
I don't ever want to hear him again. This sucks.
Let it go.
This is absolutely. I'm going to put him on ice, and we'll try it again. Wait, because it says to serve cool.
I'm going to put you on ice.
Yeah.
That makes no sense.
You're on thin ice.
You know who would like that?
Tyler.
Banya.
Oh, don't try to bring that back.
Why do you got to be hurtful?
We were going to leave that. We were going to leave that in 36 hours.
I had forgotten about it.
I apologize.
Garen.
Does Oliver know about this? This insult, this
he probably heard him yelling about it.
I told you
about
this glove slap that came in.
Yeah. Oh yes. Oh, the side. Yeah. The guy. And yeah. Yeah. Yes.
And what did I say back to him, Oliver?
Fuck off.
That's right. Diet Moxie.
Oh, man.
All right. I'm gonna put some on ice. And we'll try it on the next episode. But I'll tell you this: close to room temp,
worse than the regular Moxie.
Oh, it's horrible.
I forget what you thought of the regular.
I like the Moxie.
Oh, you did. I remember thinking it was too sweet.
Live with your legs, not with your back, Aaron.
Although, wait, we also had that iron.
Whoa.
Now I'm thinking about what we had, that weird Scottish iron.
We got the iron, the orange iron cans.
We all agreed it was bad.
What's that? Yeah. Since you're going there. Wait, who sent this?
Oh, is there a letter in there?
Oh, is there a letter, Aaron?
And if there isn't, Matt, if you look in the info
email. We got an email from that person.
Wait, there might be more of something down here.
Whoa, who's this guy on the side of the can? This is a cool looking guy.
Oh yeah, that's the Moxie guy.
He's
got Moxie.
Garen, you agree there's no...
He does.
I'll double check. Wow. All right, you double check it. Garen's going to double check it, guys. All right.
Looks like a young Robert De Niro.
Bobby D. Improvised I just learned he was in a movie. I guess he's been in many movies.
Oh yeah,
that's kind of his main line of work.
Oh okay, yeah. I thought he was the newest SNL cast member.
Yeah, that's the guy who can't learn his lines.
He drops in a couple times.
One line he can't learn. Yeah. He can learn an entire movie, Oliver. No. But Live from New York at Saturday Night confuses him every time he has to do it.
A lot of people don't know it takes him 30 takes to do every single line of in his movies.
You may be right about that. Anyway, I forget what movie it is, but it. It was in with Leonardo DiCaprio.
What's Killers that? Of the Flower Moon.
No.
That's one of
a
them.
A cop one.
Departed?
The Departed.
De Niro's not in that.
All right, so what is it then?
I think that's the only one that they're in together.
Then maybe it is that one.
Huh. That's
apparently wild. He improvised an entire... DiCaprio did not know. And who directed Flower Moon? Is that Scorsese? Yeah. So I guess Scorsese told him, just... You know, let's get his real reactions or whatever. So I apparently improvised this whole thing. I should tell you this. I read three sentences.
But that's cool, though.
Yeah. Well, it's fascinating because you wouldn't think he'd know how to improvise.
Well, I think he's probably better at that than memorizing, because clearly he doesn't memorize well.
Yeah.
So let him make up his own words.
But maybe he did when he was younger. He could memorize.
I think he did a lot of things better when he was younger. I get the sense that he's not taking the craft quite as seriously as he used to.
I found it.
And maybe that's a good thing. Maybe he took it too seriously when he was younger, but
do you think
the
so?
Results were...
Yeah.
How much do you think was improvised in Midnight Run?
From him?
Probably not much.
I think Charles Grodin's probably improvising most of it. And he's just kind of... Because there are a lot of times in the movie where he's just kind of laughing. And I think it's him genuinely laughing at Charles Grodin.
I agree with you. Let me read this note. Okay. Dear Jimmy, Matt, Elliot, Garen, and my favorite guest. Now, what are the odds? He knew Oliver would be here.
There you go.
I saw this while grocery shopping and thought of you. I hope you enjoy it. I hate the stuff. I've been listening since 2007 when you'd have to download podcasts onto an iPod if you wanted to listen on the go. Love you guys. Patty. Patty Gravel. What a great fucking name that is.
Cool name.
What do you think of that, Oliver? Patty Gravel.
I would say the person on the can, his name's Patty Gravel.
Oh, I don't think this is a...
Well, I know this is a woman.
This is a lady.
But I'm saying that guy, like Patty P.A., like Irish.
Yeah.
That guy.
I agree with you.
Patty Gravel.
You get thrown in the clink by Patty Gravel.
No question about it. All right. Listen, thank you, Patty. Thank you to everybody that has sent us anything for the taste test.
We're all caught
and
up.
And again, now Elliot also has, caught up.
Shit.
We have one more package.
So, amazingly,
yes?
This package is addressed to me.
To you.
Care of Never Not Funny.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know what it is.
I'm going to guess it's some drone hardware.
that would be on brand. Oh, I thought I had an easy open here.
Oh, no. It's not as easy as you thought?
No.
When's the last time you flew your drone?
It's been a while.
You don't like it anymore. Irma doesn't care for drones? just you droning on and on and on about something with the computer she doesn't give a shit about?
We do that to each other, and then at the end we say, thank you for listening to my TED Talk. That was her invention.
Boy, you guys have fun.
Yes, we do.
It's the kind of fun they have.
Garen, does that just anger you the more that when you hear about how much love how much they're in love? I mean, you already hate her.
I've got such a fire in my belly.
Elliot, do you like this bit at all?
I mean...
Because you know it's a bit.
It's a bit, of course. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, unless you guys had a conversation and I wasn't here.
You should know this. All comedy, people always assume all comedy is steeped in some sort of reality. Yeah. This is just pure silliness.
Yes, yes.
Sometimes comedy is steeped in the opposite of what you think, and that's what's funny about it. It's just to say the opposite.
Right.
This is not one of those cases.
By the way, I don't know if this is the opposite. I'm not so sure. Yeah, Garen's enamored with Irma.
Oh, my God. He's in love with her, actually.
Oh, you better watch
your back. It just comes from jealousy.
Yeah. Really.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, I can see it.
A lot of people don't know that Garen's not actually gay.
Yeah, the whole thing's a ruse.
He's in love with a woman, and her name is Irma.
Heterosexual.
Garen, I got an email this past week that says we should fire you and replace you with a woman. And I don't disagree with that.
You would say that for years.
But we're not going to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, when you leave, we'll replace you with a lady. I mean, that's the truth. And we've been saying that on the air for at least 10 of the 14 years Garen's been here. Mm-hmm. So your email suggesting that did nothing but rile me up.
Go ahead. How dare you suggest the thing I've thought to myself.
That's right. It's like, is that what you think? Where'd you get that idea? Maybe from me saying it for 10 years?
I don't know why this is addressed to me. I'm going to give these to you, Jimmy, and you will be able to figure out what's going on.
Oh, okay. Maybe he thought you lived here and that it would be safe for you to.
So there's not a letter addressed to you in it?
There is not, because I think this came directly from the manufacturer.
Okay. This is that young man. He reached out.
Oh, my gosh.
And he's drawn some. Look at that. Oliver, perfect timing.
Yeah, right?
You're on this.
No way.
Here, Matt, take one and pass it down.
Yeah. No one way. For each of us.
Take one and pass it down.
Whoa.
Back to you, Elliot.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't know why I gave you all of them, because I could have done that,
All right. So this is some sort of, Elliot, you'll put it on the camera there.
Whoa. Yeah, sure.
This is like a cover of a Never Not Funny, the Jimmy Pardo podcast comic book. And it's got me and Matt and Garen and Elliot as some sort of stormtrooper-looking guys. And then Oliver's bets are in. I'll play along at home with the beloved Oliver's trivia question details inside, with a little Oliver in the lower left corner there.
This is really cool.
It's very cool.
19 years the Hardcastle, the official comic magazine featuring the stars of the greatest internet radio show of all time. Jesus Christ, I get all welled up with such positive energy.
From stand-up comics.
This is wonderful. Now, what's the fellow's name who sent this to us?
That's why I gave it to you, because I hope that you might recall.
Shit.
I'm guessing it's Greg K.
Greg K.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Greg.
Wow.
And then we got a poster-sized version of it as well for the wall.
Awesome.
That's cool.
Awesome.
Really cool.
Hey, Greg, this is great, man.
That's
very nice work.
So cool.
I love that I'm buying a Blu-ray cover.
Who had to cart? You know what's interesting? These suits even help with lower back pain. That's what I say. Matt, what are you saying?
And they're robot-proof.
Wait, no, that's not what it says.
I can't read. I don't have my glasses.
Bobcat-proof.
Oh, Bobcat-proof.
Probably
supposed to be a coyote. That's my guess.
I'm afraid of all.
And then what do you say?
But yeah, so here's the thing.
Yeah. You know what? That's accurate. This is wonderful. Thank you, Greg.
Wow. Nice.
Greg K.
This is
Kasmanian.
Really cool.
I'm going to say it's Kasmanian.
Okay.
I made that up.
Sure. That's
completely made it up.
If it's not, it should be.
Yeah, Greg Kasmanian.
I love this.
He's wait.
Oh, we got a letter.
Ah, I'm sorry.
There we go. We do have a letter.
There we go.
Elliot really sucks at opening boxes.
Are you ready?
Signed, Greg K.
Dear Jimmy, Matt, Elliot, and Garen, and guest, greetings. I hope this day finds you well. My name is Greg K. And I'm a longtime fan from Northern Colorado. In closing this package, you'll find this letter and two things. Paradox, you've already found the letter. Guess again, Greg. Went backwards. You'll see a large protected item and an envelope. The large item is in a frame, and the envelope contains several smaller versions to pass around. I'd be honored to hear your thoughts, good, bad, and different. Who would say anything bad?
Right.
You know what? I don't know. I don't think it's a great likeness of Garen. You'd have to be a dickhead. This is wonderful.
Luckily for us, it's really great. It's really well done. But even if it weren't, we would just be like, it's great.
Here's the thing. Is it supposed to be Coyote and not Bobcat? Yes. But that doesn't ruin this.
Guess what? I didn't have my glasses on. I couldn't read it anyway. So who cares?
Thank you guys so much for the life-changing entertainment over the years. I first heard season 3 in 2009. I've been locked in ever since. Put it on the board. Yes. Please never stop doing what you do. We all love and cherish you guys so much. Signed, Greg K., Fort Collins, Colorado. Thank you, Greg. Another positive energy. Love it.
Wow. And I let me just say that the rendition of Jimmy Pardo, you're approaching Schwarzenegger features in that rendition.
Really?
Strong.
Greg gets it in a way you never have.
I have no doubt.
Matt looks like Charlton Heston.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I'm very flattered by my likeness.
I'm not unhappy with mine.
All of them are flattering, and yet, you know, you can see who they're meant to be.
Yeah.
I think it's great. Thank you, Greg. Greg K.
If you look at the little thing here, the little logo, it says JR&T.
Jimmy's, oh. Jimmy's Records and Tape.
Yeah. Very nice. Wow.
This guy gets it. Touch. This guy gets it in a way that somebody...
really cool.
I got full disclosure. Greg's the guy that told me we should fire Gary.
What if it was?
But and then here I peel this off and it's a brand new cover with just generic woman in that spot. Hey, thank you, Greg. Really nice of you. And thank you again. Thank you to everybody takes the time to send anything in, be it for the taste test or for some fan art like this, or if you send in a song. We appreciate everything
that
you send us. And
that's so cool.
Wait a minute. Elliot thinks that I can make a basket into that box.
Here, I'll make it a little easier.
The odds are very, very slim.
See if he throws the box, can you throw it into the box as it's thrown?
Can I do it stationary first?
I just want it to be more like Dude Perfect. Those guys are really popular.
Stay right there. Oh, Garen, you moved it!
No, I didn't.
You did.
He did, didn't
you
he?
You leaned your hand over to catch it, and the box moved.
It did. He moved it to the right.
All right, do it again.
To his right. It was going in.
Do it again.
Trust the process.
Garen!
I thought it was coming from my face, so I tried to stop it.
All you had to do was hold the box still.
All right, I'm gonna hold it.
This is why we want a lady in here. They have strong arms.
Ladies can't do sports.
All right, that's aimed towards Matt. There we go. Now, don't. It's going to look like it's coming towards your face because you chose to put that right next to your face.
Yeah, maybe don't hold it right next to your face like that.
Don't say it's fine.
I got it stationed, like stabilized.
Okay. Good throw.
I will go to my grave saying it was going in the first time.
It was. It was going in the first time. Thank you, Matt, for the positive energy.
Well, you're probably right. Maybe I did.
Now, hey, I'm not. I don't say I'm right. Matt says I am.
Yeah, maybe I shifted slightly.
No maybes.
Let me see if I can.
There's no doubt you
wait. Can I have it? No, if you just
where
leave it
go?
Sitting on the
do it with
floor.
Your gimp arm?
I want to see if I can.
Right-handed?
Where'd it go?
It's by your right foot. Now it is by your hand. Now it's in your hand. Now it's coming over to Matt, who caught it with his
you want
arm.
It just like that?
That's cool.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's
turn it. Yeah. That's
there. You go. You got a little backboard now.
Okay. Hold on.
Here it comes.
Ready? When you're ready.
This is with his gimp
oh,
hand.
Oh God, that was bad. See, I'm not right-handed.
No, you're not.
That proves it.
All right, this is wonderful, and we're gonna.
Jury was out.
Jury was out. We finally have confirmation. The
doctors were miffed. Is he right-handed or is he left-handed?
We'll put this somewhere, Greg K.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
I just got a text. Greg does not listen to the bonus episodes.
Oh, wow.
He will never know we opened this.
Oh, that's too bad.
I know.
Is that true?
Yeah, Oliver. What are the odds that Greg K texted me?
Great timing.
Do you think it's from Greg Kinn?
No, he's dead.
I know. I'm saying he shipped it a while ago.
It was. It's been sitting here a while.
It's been sitting here.
You interviewed Greg Kinn.
Yeah.
Oops. Before he died, right?
No, it was about a few weeks after his death.
And it was still a good guy.
I just went to his gravesite and asked him some questions.
Hey, Greg.
What is going on with America, Greg? Where are we going?
How would you fit your name into what's happening today? Yeah. American. Oh, that's how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm proud to be an American. K.A. Oliver Greg Kinn puts his name in all of his album titles. Continued.
Yes.
Give me another one.
I don't know any of the names of them, but I can tell you this. They don't write them like that anymore.
Oh, that's a great song. That is a great song.
That is a great song.
They don't write like that anymore. What song do you like better? That one or Our Love's in Jeopardy?
There's no contest.
Baby.
Yeah, for what?
Jeopardy's better.
No.
When you say there's no contest, you mean the no-no song, They Don't Write Like This Anymore, is a 10.
Yeah.
And Jeopardy is a 3 at best. Right?
Yeah. I think that Jeopardy is almost like a novelty song. Like, it isn't, but it might as well be.
I know. And then our friend of the show, Weird Al, did Lost on Jeopardy.
Made an actual novelty
song. He made a novelty song out of a novelty song.
Yeah.
Greg Kinn allowed it.
Yeah.
Did he?
You got to get permission.
All right.
You don't have to, but Al likes to get permission.
It's a class act. But somebody fucked up and didn't get to Coolio in time. Caused a big riff.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah. Coolio was pissed off because I think Al reached out for permission and was told the answer is yes, and so he did it. And then he found out later that Coolio never heard about it.
Oh,
and so he was like, "Hey, that song's serious. It's about a serious subject. I don't appreciate making a joke out of it." And I, you know, Al, being the nicest guy in the world, was probably like horrified.
Oh, yeah,
that this snafu took place, and I think they've cleared it up since then. But
I heard that
Coolio
killed him.
Yes, it broke his heart. Honestly, it broke his heart.
On his deathbed, he went, "He's not that weird," and then died.
Yeah,
Which I think is, that's what you're going to your grave with? But wow. Listen, I'm not him, man.
The thing is, that is, to me, Weird Al's best song. So if not getting permission is what it takes to make a classic, then stop asking permission and just do your thing, man.
Yeah.
Elliot now needs to call Weird Al because Elliot gave permission for a song. He did not have permission.
Yeah.
Oh, I probably should.
I fucked up.
I'm with you, by the way. Of all of Weird's, Weird Al's done wonderful work.
Yeah.
Whether you're a parody guy or not.
Yeah.
But that's and I'm and the truth is I'm really not. I appreciate what Al does.
Yeah.
But that song is his version is flawless.
It's honestly the reason the thing Coolio was upset about is part of the reason why it's so brilliant, because it took a very like a pretty serious song and applied such a wonderfully random topic to it of just Amishness.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like it's so the contrast is so great that it just it's you can't help but be tickled by it.
thank you, NPR.
I'm just glad somebody told their story. Just really
the Amish?
Gave the Amish their due.
Not since Witness.
Well, they weren't going to do it.
Witness.
Yeah, they weren't going to do it.
They don't have the equipment.
Use a megaphone.
Yeah.
It's as much as you're going to get out of those people. I've done a lot of gigs in Michigan and Pennsylvania where, you're driving from one small town to the next, and then you share the road with an Amish buggy.
Yeah.
And to this day, do I pass them? Do I have the do I respect them that is their way of using this road? And so I go behind them. I pass them.
Well, look.
Because you have to. I can't go 7 miles an hour.
Do you think the road was hand paved? Like, machines paved the road, so you're already a hypocrite.
You're talking to them.
No, you. I know you hate roads.
I do hate roads. I hated the TV show Mr. Rhodes starring Tom Rhodes. I actually did not. I did not hate it.
Yeah.
I have not seen Tom Rhodes. Did you ever see Tom Rhodes live? Or is that before your... Like, I know Tom's still in the business, but Tom never... He did Largo a couple of times, but he never really became part of that scene.
I feel like he probably did Comedy Bank or Comedy Death Ray at the time.
Yeah.
Maybe once.
He was a good comic. He was doing social commentary at the time when people did not really want that.
Mm-hmm.
He was kind of... he kind of had a Bill Hicks vibe to him. Long hair, which he then cut. But he was a very, very good comic. Always enjoyed Tom Rhodes. Like being on a show with Tom. I did not like being on shows when I had to go after Tom. Because Tom was good. It was one of those where Tom would destroy with thoughtful things, and I would go up there and go, "What do you think of the band Kansas?" I'm not... What do you think happened when he got kicked out of the band? He went home and said, "Honey, I'm not in Kansas anymore." And then...
Bring back the other guy that was telling us about how we could change America.
Your career really turned around when you stopped using that voice, didn't it?
I probably should have stopped using that voice earlier.
But you thought that was your hook, and you insisted.
I thought it was a good idea.
Everyone said, "Jimmy, just talk like a normal person."
I was like, "Listen, I don't know what you're talking about." And then you please welcome Jimmy. Hey, everybody.
What if I did?
What if one day Maria Bamford reveals that's not her voice?
That would be crazy.
Wow. That would be banana times. Everything okay, Elliot?
Yeah, just the management company called me 3 times, and so I figured I should check and see what it was.
Oh, everything okay over there at the familiar?
Yeah, it's fine.
Now what about Irma? Can't Irma handle some of this?
No, she does not work in the United States, therefore she cannot. And this particular thing, she absolutely couldn't, because it was something I had to talk with the office about.
It was higher than 4 feet?
Yes.
Come on, man.
But I'm short. I'm the one guy that can make that joke.
I think because you're short, you shouldn't make it.
I disagree. I mean,
that's arguable. But
I disagree. It's really the only time I have an opportunity to do
but,
so.
But what about Garen, Jimmy? You brought up Irma.
Yeah, sorry, Garen. Didn't mean to upset you.
I got to cool down.
By the way, speaking of short people, we need to put the button on the end of this thing from a week ago or two. Turns out Lady Gaga is performing at the Forum 4 nights on your birthday.
Happy birthday to me, July 28th.
28, 29, August 1, 2. They just couldn't announce it because of the whatever they call it when, Coachella. Once Coachella ended, they were allowed to announce it.
That makes sense.
That makes sense. Yeah. Why? Because they want to sell those tickets.
Right.
And not have people like you or me, because we would go, "Well, I'm not going to go out there," which we didn't anyway, but if we were on the fence, I'm not going to go there, I'll go to the Forum. Oh, she's not coming to the Forum. Well, we got to go to Coachella.
Which we didn't do. But I will go to that forum.
I'll go to that.
Yeah. She's good. I was talking with somebody yesterday. She's good. She's got good songs.
Yeah.
Great. Who are you fighting with?
Well,
are you trying to convince Elliot?
Well, yeah. Elliot, enough's enough.
Listen up, man.
I am not going to see Lady Gaga or any other lady in the forum.
Whoa.
Okay.
Whoa.
What about Lady A?
Yeah.
I just was very clear.
Yeah, he said no ladies.
Yeah.
Oliver, let me ask
about
you
the song
questions.
Lady Madonna. Would you listen to that?
Oh,
the Beatles?
I would not.
No. I mean, there's only two of them left, right? So who's going to do it?
Paul McCartney.
I mean, on CD or just on your phone.
Oh, well, that's not at the forum, so yes. Oh,
hey, I got three Kansas CDs if you want to listen to those.
Does it have... fuck.
Really?
Oh.
Does it have Point of No Return on it with a K?
It does not.
Oh, but then I'm not interested.
You're out?
Yeah.
That makes two of us. I got a nice gift that I have. Now I just can't wait to fucking bring this to Amoeba.
It's going to expose you to songs you don't know.
That's the whole point of it. You got to listen to it once.
Look, look, it's unsealed. Yeah, no, it's still sealed.
It's still sealed.
It's sealed.
Unopened.
I'm an idiot. Hey, Oliver, let me ask you a couple questions.
Yes.
Let's pretend Mom and I say, hey, we're going to go see Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Do you want to join us? What's your answer on that?
Honestly, I'd say yeah. I'm not a concert guy, but her songs move.
Yeah. She doesn't snooze.
As long as Shallow's not played, which it probably will be.
Oh, that's a good song.
That's what I'll use
then
the
you
rest
go to the bathroom, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'll use.
Let me ask you a question.
You don't like Shallow?
It's okay. Oh, it got a little overplayed for me.
Well, yeah, well, yeah. Sure. But
it got
it's
a little
still
overplayed
great.
For me.
What about...
she's got a telephone.
You're graduating at
the
Greek.
She's not going to play that one.
Wait, why not?
Because it's a duet with Beyonce. She's not going to play it solo.
We'll get somebody to
Although Shallow's we'll a duet with Bradley Whitford or Bradley Cooper
Bradley
or whatever
Cooper.
The fuck
his name is. Bradley Whitford.
Let's get Bradley Whitford.
Maybe Bradley Whitford will come out and say
he'll actually do telephone.
That'd be great.
he unwraps his nine scarves. I love Bradley Whitford, by the way. I'm not shooting on him. I think he's an amazing actor, and I like how outspoken he is about the environment in our country.
I know that Lady Gaga loves to, you know, put a little show together. So maybe he could play his character from Handmaid's Tale. They could do a whole scene where she's wearing the red cloak and yeah. singing that with him. Forbidden love in the dystopian future.
Oliver, do you go see Simple Minds if your dad asked you to go?
I would not.
Is there a way I can convince you to sell my Simple Minds ticket?
Yeah, I'll do it. I'll ask it on campus.
I got so excited when Simple Minds went on sale that I bought the ticket the minute it went on sale. Then they were having trouble moving them, so everything was they were two for one, and this is how dumb I am. I went two for one. I gotta get in on that, and then I went and looked. I already had a ticket. I'd forgotten that I bought a ticket, and then I realized I like about three Simple Minds songs.
Yeah,
where are they playing?
At the Forum. With Squeeze, I think is opening.
I like Squeeze.
And then Daryl Hall's coming to the Forum later with Glenn Tilbrook, I believe, the lead singer of Squeeze.
Hmm.
A lot of Squeeze.
Yeah, it's a lot of Squeeze.
Too much.
I think it is. Squeeze opening up for the Simple for Simple Minds? It's not the Simple Minds.
Just Squeeze.
Is it? It's not the Tubes, is it?
It is not the Tubes, Garen.
Come on.
It is not.
Are the Tubes active? I don't know.
No. That's why it was the dumbest. I've told you earlier on this program, he's the dumbest person I've ever met.
I thought I had seen that they were coming.
But what do you see now?
Simple Minds Alive and Kicking Tour 2025.
That's what I'm going to, yes.
Twice.
I got two seat tickets.
Two tickets.
One show's alive, the other show's kicking.
I was actually talking to Saisha, who's now been on the show, about it, and she was like, who would ever go to that? And I was like, my dad is going to go.
Wait, is that true?
Yeah, and I was like, he's so excited to go. He forgot how excited he was to go, and now he's going to go again.
I can't. I don't know. I'll go because it's close to our home. But I like...
It hits close to home.
Don't you forget about me.
It's got the hits close to home.
Alive and Kicking and Sanctify. That's it.
Do they close with Don't You Forget About Me?
I think they open with it. They close with it. They show up in the middle to make you happy.
In the middle.
Yeah. Am I
they
wrong?
They just screen Breakfast Club for half the concert.
Am I wrong that a good pair for Simple Minds would be Tears for Fears? Wouldn't that be a nice double bill?
That's not a... Simple Minds opens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tears for Fears is way bigger.
But it's like it's a certain flavor.
Yeah. I think I would almost say like I probably mixed them up at some point in my life.
But you guys understand this is the anniversary of Alive and Kicking 2025. It's the anniversary tour.
Take
they can't open. So there's two opening bands.
It's two.
Okay.
Two special guests.
Can I get there late or do I want to be there on time?
I guess we'd have to find that.
All right. Who are they?
You want to guess them?
You got to give me a clue.
I have a guess.
Yeah.
The Tubes?
It is not the
Is Squeeze one of them?
It is not Squeeze.
Oh.
Okay.
It's an S-band.
It is. Mm-hmm. An S-band from that time, mm-hmm. right? And they were pretty popular?
I mean, I know of them.
Huh.
I can't think of the name of their song.
Sweet Sensation? Right
at the top of my head.
Sweet?
No.
Salamander?
No. Two words.
It's two words. Scissor Sisters. Two words. And they both begin with S?
They both sound like they begin with S.
S and C.
Yeah.
Oh.
City Slickers.
Yeah.
Soul City. I don't even know that's the thing.
Those letters, but no.
Sun City.
The S is first. Special? Special? Sanctifies itself? SC.
What genre? Is it the same? Is it rock? Is it pop? Pop rock?
Is it 80s?
It's 80s.
SC.
I'm completely wrong.
SC. What do you got, Oliver?
I don't know, Sonic Cooth.
The C sounds like an S in this situation.
Sonic
I've been told.
Sooth?
Yeah, there you go. Oliver, you'd go to a soothsayer, wouldn't you?
I don't know. It's not on my bucket
list. What do you think of that song, Devil Woman, by Cliff Richard? You like that song?
I actually do really like that song. That's a great song.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Does that song move?
Oh, yeah, that song moves, man. That grooves and moves.
She is a devil woman.
You get rocking with that song.
I like that song.
Yeah. Let me in the back of a Waymo, put that song on. That's a great time.
You're really painting a picture.
That is so 2020.
Now, Matt Belknap and I saw that song performed live by what band, Matt? What band did you and I see perform that song live?
We've only seen a couple things together. Was it U2?
It was not U2.
But first of all, I don't know the song you're talking about. So,
Devil Woman by Cliff Richard. This band did a cover of it.
Was it Pitbull?
It was not Pitbull.
Kesha?
It was not Kesha.
By the way, Kesha's coming back.
Yeah, the No Tits Tour or whatever it's called.
Tits Out 2025.
Tits Out 2025. And who's opening?
I think it's the aforementioned Scissor Sisters.
I think you're right. That's where I saw that.
Yeah.
Wow. I like the Scissor Sisters.
What's their song?
I don't dislike them. I don't know enough about them. I think they're great.
Just a cool name.
Is Sin City a band?
No, because we can't play there.
That's a good guess, though, for SC. But the C sounds
SC,
like an S.
SC, man. You're never going to guess it. Ghost Town.
Ghost Train.
What?
Ghost Train. When do we see them?
Isn't it?
Wait a minute. No, I think it's Ghost Town, isn't it? Or did I just make that up?
I think it's you've named a thing I don't remember seeing. So
they're called the Ghost Hounds.
Oh.
And, Ghost Hound.
Ghost Hounds.
Not Ghost Town.
Ghost Hounds. We saw them over for the Rolling Stones.
Oh, yeah.
They
wait, I don't think that's true.
No, not that time. Okay. The other time we saw them. Or maybe it was the time we went with you. It was the first time
we went.
Yeah.
That's the cover right there. I was listening to that just today on the drive-in.
Really?
That's crazy.
I like that song. Elliot's got to go. He's got to go.
All right, good luck.
I want to listen. I want to find out what the SC band is, but I want to go back to the Lady Gaga thing with young Oliver, because do you know about what she does in live performances?
No.
It's going to be very theatrical. There's going to be a lot of sets and dancers, and I just want to know. I maybe you'd like it. It's kind of maybe cinematic on some level. Like
that to me is more interesting.
Tells a real story. Pretty artsy.
I think her piano was a motorcycle when we saw her.
Was it?
Yeah, she does a lot of weird stuff like that. Actually, that
show was phenomenal.
Yeah.
It was phenomenal.
There were some backup dancers that looked like Twi'leks from the Star Wars universe, whipping their, you know, the Twi'lek, Twi'leks are the aliens that have the two big floppy things. There's a, in Return of the Jedi, there's a dancer in the
band, right?
Yeah, yeah, like in Jabba's palace. That's a Twi'lek.
When Garen and I and Danielle saw it, she had Jar Jar Binks behind her.
She's a big Star Wars fan.
Yeah, people got that romance.
Very nice.
Anyway, just be prepared. There's going to be some stuff happening that you won't understand, that I won't understand. No one's going to understand it. But you just nod and go, yes, this is very good.
She's very theatrical. SC.
That sounds interesting, though. That sounds cool.
Second City.
No.
Is it City?
No. Do you want a hint?
Yeah. Yes.
It's an English synth pop duo.
Oh. Soft Cell.
There you go.
I don't need to see a full set from Mark Allman and Soft Cell. I don't need to see a full set. Come out, play Tainted Love, scram. Mm.
You could play the way they do it. You could play Tainted Love for 20 minutes, and that would be fine.
Yeah,
it'd be a little bit laborious, but
I do like their version of that song.
I did too.
That's a yes, Elliot.
So this is a little bit of a diversion, but I looked up to see if Bradley Whitford was a singer.
Yeah,
and I came up with this piece of information. There is somebody else with the same name who is a musician, and I wonder if Jimmy Pardo knows who that might be.
Is he in a band that Jimmy knows?
Well, he's written songs for bands that Jimmy knows for sure.
Oh.
Bradley Whitford from Whitford St. Holmes.
Okay.
They were in, was he an Aerosmith?
He did write songs for Aerosmith.
Yeah, he was in Aerosmith.
Guitar.
Oh, and yeah. And I believe Ted Nugent.
That's right.
Okay.
Now I remember that that guy's name was Bradley Whitford.
Yeah.
There you go. So there's a little trivia.
By the way, you don't Mark Goodman from MTV, and now he's on SiriusXM, and he's just this pompous, you know, just he's that musician know-it-all where, you know, Styx sucks, but the Canisters are the best band that ever existed. That's the name I just made up. But
right.
It'll be that. Oh, the Canisters are great. You got to see the, you know, but here's a band that I don't like, Styx. Like, no. So he's just this pompous prick. But when he's just being a DJ, mm-hmm. he's the lame DJ that everybody makes fun of. Like, he'll go, he went into More Than a Feeling by Boston, and he goes, I've got Chicago caught up, but first, the boys from Beantown. And then one time he said, you know, I got Darius Speedwagon to come up, but first, here's the cops for the police.
Oh,
fuck you. And then you know what he said yesterday? I've got coming up, we'll have some Pink Floyd, but first the Dan of Steel.
No,
Steely Dan. Shut the fuck up.
That is awful.
You pretentious. Oh my god.
You should have your fucking FCC license revoked,
right?
If you say the Dans of Steel.
The Dans of Steel. Go, I wanted to go yourself. To New York and take him by that burly hair of his and just smash his head down. What was the guy's name from Justify that I used to always use?
Oh, yeah. Oh, damn it.
Jerry Burns' character.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What was the name? Right. That was my go-to.
You said it all the time.
Yeah.
Sometimes you would just say, I got a Jerry Burns that guy. And then you started saying the character name.
Oh, what was his character's name, Gary? Give me the initials.
Was it Soft Cell?
How about Sin City?
WD. Wit. It's Wit. What is it? Just tell me.
Win
Duffy.
Win Duffy.
I'm going to come over there and Win Duffy you.
Yes.
All right. Who's the other band opening up for Simple Minds?
It's also an English new wave post-punk band from 1979.
Just give it to me.
Modern English.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
That's not bad.
More interested in that, honestly, than
Soft Cell.
You're interested in one song.
I know, but I like their sound, so I think I would enjoy their set more.
I've seen a full set.
Okay.
That song is great, and that's why you don't know a second one.
Yeah. Wait, would you say Modern English?
Yeah.
I think I'm thinking of, what am I thinking of?
I don't know.
I'm thinking of another band, English Beat.
I like English Beat.
That's a full set
from English Beat would be wonderful.
That's what I was imagining. Sorry.
I actually saw them with Modern English at the Greek as part of one of those... 80s.
Yeah. You could see how I mixed up those two names.
Yeah, sure. They both have English in them. Yeah.
And bad English. Now, don't get me started. Greatest guitarist. Well, he's an average guitarist, great American.
That you're thinking of Damn Yankees.
Oh, shit. Wait, who's in the...
Bad English is Neil Schon from Germany.
Oh, shit. It's another super group.
Yeah.
Who's the singer in Bad English, though?
John Waite.
So who's the singer in Damn Yankees?
Tommy Shaw and Jack Blades. Jack Blades from Night Ranger, Tommy Shaw from Styx.
I have conflated those two bands for most of my adult life.
You know what? I think you're okay.
Yeah. I mean, it hasn't come up to as a problem yet. So.
Oliver, now, Styx is one of your favorite bands.
I like Styx.
Yeah.
I like Styx.
We have a photograph of you and Tommy Shaw.
Very cool. Very, very
That
cool.
is a cool photograph.
It's a very cool photograph.
You're a tiny little guy. It was right before the lockdown in 2020, so five plus years ago. And it's like, you're just a little guy, and it's now you're a man.
Yeah.
And Tommy Shaw's like bent over to take the photo. It's a wonderful photograph.
It's a very sweet photograph.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. Very,
yeah.
very cool.
Yeah, that was fun. We saw him at the Saban. That's a great place to see a band because
Saban.
It's close. Is that the Brian Cox?
Yeah. On Succession when he talks about his daughter. Is that what he says?
Oh, from Succession. Yeah. I love it.
Give us some more.
I can't do it. What does he say? What's the thing that you always
say? Oh, fuck off. Oh, fuck off. Da, 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 da. That guy makes fun. That guy talks about Jeremy Strong being a pretentious actor, and he's just a dickhead, and this and this and this. You're a sellout doing McDonald's commercials. Yeah. You shut the fuck up,
and
Brian
then
Cox.
He did that that James Bond show, too. He's the bad guy in it.
Oh, like, yeah.
Oh, go to the phone booth and pick up a suitcase. That's like his entire job. What was it called?
We loved it, and then we didn't.
Oh, it was like a game show based on James Bond.
Yeah, but has nothing to do with James Bond.
Zero.
Race to 007 or some weird.
That's what it's called. That's what it's called.
And it's got
they got like Pope Smoke in there. where it's like if they get a question right, they like pop a canister open. And
oh, yeah. Like if they're correct, it's green. If it's red, you're wrong, and then you're out of the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I liked it more than I did.
It was a great show, but he brought nothing to it. And I love Brian Cox.
Oh, absolutely. He's great.
He's great.
Super Busted, whatever it's called. Super Troopers.
007 Road to a Million.
Road to a Million. But except nobody got there. Sorry. Never mind. Spoilers. But nobody got there.
Nobody's watching.
Nobody cares.
Nobody watched it when there were billboards for it.
Nobody was on episode 6. What happened?
Somebody's caught up. I've never even seen a billboard. That's how little. I only know about it from you guys talking about it.
There is a corner near our house that that Amazon Prime.
Oh, because they're right there.
Has the three. Yeah. They've got three billboards. And they all sometimes they'll like connect. Like they'll point, like be pointing at each other. That sort of thing.
It's like my neighborhood. It's all Disney and then Warner Brothers because they're right there. So it's like
yeah.
If you drive down Buena Vista, you're going to see whatever the newest Disney thing is.
And that the latest Porky Pig movie.
What?
Yeah, Back in Action or whatever it's called.
Crushing Earth or whatever. What is it?
I don't know what the hell it's
back
called.
Down to Earth or
yeah.
Must Destroy Earth?
The night the Earth blew up?
Oh, yeah. Something like that.
Yeah, somewhere that pig gets involved. Stutters his way through a crisis.
The day the Earth blew up.
The day the Earth
he's
blew up.
He's like Robert Downey. He cannot get a line down.
Yeah, he's a mess. I don't know why they hired him.
They keep hiring him, and that's not a great idea.
It's not a great idea.
No.
All right, so I'm going to see Simple Minds. You're out.
Yeah.
I'm going to see James Blunt, In or Out.
What?
Love him.
What?
Love him. He's a great singer-songwriter. He's a great singer-songwriter.
You're fucking with us.
No, he's wondering. He's a great singer-songwriter.
Why is this the first we're hearing of you giving a shit about James Blunt?
Elliot, is it not on Jimmy's Records and Tapes?
It is.
On an episode called Surprises.
Yes.
Well, I'm surprised.
I guess.
Yeah. I proved your point.
He's a great singer-songwriter.
He became a joke because of that one song, which is not a bad song.
No, it was overplayed.
Just, yeah,
it's overwrought.
Yeah, it's earnest.
Yeah,
it's. Yeah,
but he's got a good sense of humor, and he's a good. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I keep repeating, he's a good singer-songwriter.
That's interesting.
So I'm seeing him, and then there's one more. I'm seeing one more show. So far.
Mm-hmm.
Who else am I seeing?
I don't know.
You're welcome to join me.
Thank you.
Oh. Who is it?
I'd be excited to go.
Who is it? I'm
going
to go
genuinely.
To... You're going to the Tubes?
Oh, you know, that's nobody has any interest in this. I'm going to see Michael Schenker, former guitarist of UFO, do his the UFO, best of UFO catalog, retrospective career sort of show. And it's going to be great.
Just you saying that sentence. I want to put my head on the table.
Oh. You want me to wind up for you? I'll wind up for you. You're going to wind up for yourself.
I'm going to wind up for myself to make you stop talking.
That's going to be a good show. That's at the aforementioned Saban, which is Brian Cox's favorite theater.
Saban.
And just so you guys know, the Tubes are indeed performing
at
the Sands Royalton Splash Resort in Cancun, Mexico.
Oh, good
Fantastic.
For them.
Fantastic.
So they are on.
Fee Wabel has an album that came out in the last 5 years. Who co-wrote every song on there? Brad Whitford.
Richard Marks.
Richard Marks. That's exactly
Bradley
right.
Whitford.
Richard Marks.
Yeah, I met Fee Wabel because he's a friend of Greg Proops's. He came to a podcast taping of Greg's. Nice guy.
He's a very nice guy, Fee Wabel. He wrote that song, She's a Beauty.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he wrote that, to be honest with you.
I don't either.
I think David Foster co-wrote it. Maybe with Fee.
It's a good song.
I believe David Foster produced that, though. Another friend of this show.
What was the other hit? They had two hits.
Talk to You Later was a big hit. She's a Beauty was a big hit. And then they had a third one that was not a big hit.
Certainly had this conversation before.
Fee Wabel did write She's a Beauty with David Foster and Steve Lukather.
Steve Lukather from Toto fame.
Yeah.
And also has been in this room.
Has sat in that chair.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah. Steve's one of those guys that tells you how edgy his sense of humor is and then never says anything edgy. You know, that's just me, man. I got an edgy, dark sense of humor. And then doesn't say anything edgy or not. That's it. I think he's a great interview, and I think he's a phenomenal guitarist. I'm certainly not putting him down, but there's always just those. I mean, that's just me, man. I'm edgy and dark. You don't know what they're going to get from me. And then hey, so I farted.
I was going to say, he pulls out one of those fart machines.
Yeah.
Leslie Nielsen style.
Can you take it?
But a great guitarist. He's appeared on how many songs has he appeared on, Oliver? Steve Lukather.
75.
I think it's 7,500. I think it's something.
Whoa,
I think it's
Lord.
Something banana times like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
What's his most famous solo, do you think?
His most famous solo.
Is it on like a Michael Jackson song or something?
Well, he's every guitar on Beat It except for the solo.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's his. That was his riff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Eddie came in and shredded.
Yeah.
Gave Mike Schmidt goosebumps.
You know, here's the thing. Lukather could have done that same solo.
Sure.
And we'd be talking about him. Like, how great is that guitar, that solo on Beat It?
Yeah.
But instead, we talk about Eddie. Because that's all we fucking do is kiss that guy's ass. Everything's about Eddie.
By the way, his most famous guitar solo, Steve Lukather, that's what you're asking?
Yeah, I will tell you this. I forget what it is.
Oh. Okay. I take it it's not a Toto song.
No. But there's a very famous...
Okay.
You know, in the same way that Eddie Van Halen beat it, mm-hmm. is right. Steve Lukather...
Like he did that on some other song.
...has a... Like, there's some song where it's him.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn it. What do you got, Garen?
Maybe Jeff Babka would know.
He has performed on over 1,500 records spanning 36 years.
So read through all of them. We'll figure out which one is this guitar solo.
If I could turn back time, is it that one?
If I can turn back time. You go see Cher if she comes, Oliver? I go to that show.
I don't know if I would.
What's the matter?
We saw the Cher show.
It was good.
We saw that musical. It was good.
Have you seen Cher Buffer?
I've never seen her.
You've never seen her live?
No.
Wow.
She when she performed near my house in Chicago at the opening of the World Music Theater, where I had free tickets, I could not go. I was a young comedian, mm-hmm. and I had a gig that night, and I did not know you could say, hey, I have to miss Wednesday.
mm-hmm.
And out of fear of, if I tell you I'm missing Wednesday, I might not get booked to that club anymore.
Right.
And so I didn't.
Being a professional.
Yeah. So I didn't get to see Cher. Opening act? Who's the opening act for Cher? I'll tell you this, comedian.
Oh.
Comedian. 1989,
comedian.
Could have been early 90s. Could have been summer of 1990.
Banya?
You son of a bitch.
Was it Paul Reiser?
It was not Paul Reiser. But I believe Paul Reiser and this guy are friends.
Hmm. Hmm.
He was huge in the late 80s, early 90s.
It's not Richard Jenny.
No, but you're getting closer. Where it's not a household name, okay. But huge in the comedy world.
Is this Collins? The guy that plays his cousin or whatever?
It isn't, and if I'm being honest, that's a horrible guess.
I couldn't remember whether he was a stand-up or not.
Is this guy still with us?
Wait, you're talking about the cousin on Mad About You?
Yeah,
that's John Panko, Jimmy Panko's brother.
Okay, so not a comedian,
but the brother of a trombone player.
So sort of comedy.
So
I mean, trombone is the comedy horn.
I wonder if they get along, the two of them. The Panko brothers.
They look very similar.
He was also in that Live or Die in L.A. John Panko. Mm-hmm. The great Wing Chun does that theme song.
Mm. I feel like he popped up a lot in the 80s.
John Panko?
John Panko, yeah.
Good actor.
Yeah.
He was really good in that Matt LeBlanc show. The what was that one?
Joey?
No, the one after that.
Episodes?
Episodes. Yeah, he's great in Episodes. John Panko. You doing okay on time?
I'm fine. I'm warm. So yeah. I wanted to see what the warm situation
79.
Was.
79.
Garen, what do you got? What are you looking up?
Who opened for Cher in 1989?
I'm trying to figure out that Steve Lukather thing. The one that when I search most famous Steve Lukather solo.
Yes.
Lionel Richie Running with a Knight is what.
Oh, it might be that because that is a great solo at the end of that of that song.
It's this is from American Songwriter. Actually, it says six hit songs you didn't know Toto Steve Lukather ripped.
Ripped? What is that? Oh, I don't think that's ripped off. I think
ripped his soul. Ripped a guitar.
It doesn't finish. Rosanna, I guess, is another one.
Well, we know he's on that one.
That's Toto.
It's Toto. You'd have to be a moron.
Can you imagine?
Who's this?
All right, here's the six they have. I'll rush them through.
Okay.
Number one on this list is The Tubes. Talk to you later.
All right.
Number two, Olivia Newton-John, Physical.
Okay.
Think of the solo.
Is there a guitar
song? I didn't even know there was a guitar in that song.
I know. I would have guessed that's all synth. Yeah.
Number three, Richard Marx, Nothing You Can Do About It.
I'm not familiar with that song.
You know what? I know Richard Marx tunes, and I can't think of what that one is.
It was...
Nothing You Can Do About It. And this, I'll tell you this. The only thing I remember from that song is that ripping guitar solo.
Looks like it's from Repeat Offender, Nothing You Can Do About It.
I think it's from that one.
Number four, Running with the Night. Don Henley, Dirty Laundry.
That's a great solo. That is a great solo.
Yeah, maybe it's that.
And number six, Boz Scaggs, Breakdown, Dead Ahead.
It might be that. No, that's not famous enough. I think it's the Lionel Richie, because that is a great solo at the end.
I can't think of it, but I'll go listen.
Lionel Richie. You know, he played at the Hollywood Bowl, and it was hard for him because it's an open air. There's no ceiling. Can't dance up there. He likes to dance on the ceiling, that fella.
This is what they say about it. This may be Lukather's most impressive solo ever. And then it says, with apologies to Rosanna, which is why I mentioned Rosanna. Because the melodic shredding you hear on the final recording is him warming up. Lukather was playing along to the instrumental tracks, unaware that he was being recorded. The song also brings Lukather together with another frequent collaborator, Toto's Jeff Picaro, played drums.
Yeah, he's dead now.
Thanks, Garen.
Nice going, Garen. Bring up the dead Picaro brother. There's three Picaro brothers. You got to bring up the dead guy? You had two and three not to bring. God damn it, Garen. I stand by what I said earlier. You are the dumbest man ever.
What was the other thing that we had to put up?
Who opened for
Sharon? Who opened for Sharon? Right. Comedian.
Oh, well, so then if it's back, I didn't realize what year it was. So is it Richard?
Richard Lewis? No. Okay. No, this guy,
not as big as
this guy never became a household name.
Okay.
And I said,
Richard Jenny.
And then I started saying Bobby Collins, and you said no.
It is not Bobby Collins, but Bobby. I do believe Bobby ended up opening for Cher many times.
But okay. Is he still alive?
This guy is still alive.
Okay, well that takes half my guess.
He has never been here.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
I don't think he'll ever. Yeah, I don't think he ever will be.
Okay,
not he was in on the show.
Yeah, not that there's any beef between us. Mm-hmm. Full disclosure, there is.
Oh, wait, actually,
yeah, I don't. Everything is healed, but. Yeah, there was a situation with this fella.
You had a situation with this fella.
I did have a situation with this fella that I probably have told you about off the air.
Okay. And now you're about to tell us on the air.
I'm not going
to
tell you the story. I'll tell you the story.
All right. You put my toes to the fire. My feet to the fire.
Yeah, we didn't push at all, and you just decided.
All right, I'll do it.
Well, first we have to guess. Can you give us initials?
I think he gives it away. Are we at that point?
Is there a Z?
Yeah. I mean, it's been several minutes.
What'd you say?
Is there a Z?
It's SC.
SC? So.
I think it gives it away.
Steve Carell.
He's not a household name, you said. Right?
In fairness, he said he's guessing SCs. I'm not mad at him.
I knew it wasn't it. I was doing that for my own self, not because of...
Yeah.
That ridiculous thing that he said.
It was ridiculous.
Never not funny. That ridiculous thing that he said.
I mean, we all talk to hear ourselves talk, but you really take it to another level.
Oh, dear.
What are you mad at? You can't be mad at that.
I don't know what's happening.
That's a true statement. We all in this room, all talk to hear ourselves talk.
Sure.
But you take it to another level. You have to agree with that statement.
It's a factual statement.
I mean, that's fact. That is a fact.
That is a fact.
I only ever say things that I think will be funny or that will be informative, so I don't know if that's true.
Whoa, what?
Now, whether
that, that's where you're coming from?
Whether it is funny or not, that's a whole other question.
That was very incriminating.
You know what?
You should have taken the fifth on this one.
What he just said
just incriminated yourself.
Was informative.
It's very informative.
It's often informing us that it's not funny.
Yeah. Good heavens.
I think does a lot of legwork in that sentence.
I was on the panel at the roast at the Bud Freeman roast. I was on the dais.
Yeah.
Oh.
And Mike Schmidt helped me write some jokes.
Oh yeah.
And so I wrote some jokes at this gentleman's expense.
Yeah.
He did not like that I got laughs at his expense. I repeat, on a roast. We're on the dais. Yeah.
You told the story on the air, but now I can't remember. It wasn't Paul Rodriguez. Right?
It is not.
You want me to say it?
You're there.
Cool to say it?
Yeah.
Dom Irrera.
Right.
Dom Irrera opened up for Cher. And Dom Irrera is a great comedian. But for some reason that night, he forgot what a roast was about.
Wait a minute, Jimmy. How is that SC?
Is that informative? Because it's not funny, and those were my two options.
It was supposed to be funny.
My two options are you're going to say something funny or informative. So how is that
I think it's going to be funny.
Yeah.
I'm glad you found love. I really am. The idea of you being alone at 70 is very concerning.
It's going to be a mess either way, but at least someone's going to be there to spoon the applesauce into his mouth.
As he's still talking.
Here's the thing about applesauce.
Shut up so I can feed you.
Yeah. And here's the thing. When he gets older and he's 70, it's just him and Irma there. And you know Garen's never stopping by to say hi. You know that. The way that he dislikes her so much, you know he's not stopping by. You know, that's good news. The doorbell rings.
That's good news.
You can rule out Garen.
Sure.
Hey, somebody's at the door. Okay, we know it's not Garen.
It's not Garen.
Who can it be?
Who can it be? Knocking at my door.
Who can it now?
Look there on that.
Yeah, that's his horn.
Yeah. Blow your horn.
I feel like I should apologize for that somehow. It's kind of close to me.
Yeah.
Did you slip him a note?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what happens.
Yeah. Elliot said, read this. It'll be funny coming from you.
There should be a warning on that
shroud.
Shroud. Yeah. Prolonged exposure to Elliot may result in bad jokes.
Dry mouth.
Oh, man.
Well, Oliver, you did a great job here today.
Let's end on a high. Yeah.
So, Oliver, here's some questions for you in this the summer months coming up. And yes. Maybe we'll see you again. I don't know when you're going to be back. I mean, I'll see you again, certainly, but on this program.
Listen, I know I didn't make – this hasn't been my highest performance, but I hope this wouldn't get me banned on from the show.
Oh, no. There's talk of banning it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oliver, I allow that to happen. They're here twice a week.
The bar is low.
Yeah. You've got to really screw up to not be welcome back. How many – in all seriousness, yeah. Matt, we've talked about this before, but let's talk about it again. In all seriousness, how many people would we say definitively they will not come back here?
Because we don't find them funny?
I guess so.
Or for other reasons. There are other reasons.
Mm. Yeah, some folks. There's people that – yeah, we just don't want to be in a room.
I can think of one for sure.
That is not bad because they were not funny? Or they were not entertaining, or because
of other reasons.
Like Jimmy Dore will not be back.
That's right. So that's two.
So Jimmy Dore's not back because he's out of his fucking skull.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you're saying because of
three. I can think of three.
You're saying strictly on the level of like they didn't bring anything.
Just on comedy.
I mean, there's probably a handful, but like we don't need to go through it all.
No. I'm not even suggesting we say these names out loud. You made me think. When you say the bar is low, but while that bar might be low, there are still some folks.
It still exists. There is a bar.
It might be like a speed bump.
But if their person and one their publicist does reach out on a regular basis. Hey, Jimmy, would you welcome them back? You know,
really.
And what I do, and I think this is the best way to do it, is I say, my audience did not respond to them very well the first time.
Oh. Okay.
So that is.
Yeah. Very, there you go.
And that, and it, it, here's the thing. They're right. The audience is right. It's not like I'm selling them out.
Right.
That's the truth. We happen to agree with the audience on those people.
Well, that's the thing. If people listen to the show every week, that means that they like what we do. And if we don't like what somebody else does, chances are, I mean, there could be someone who's a fan of what we do and of something that's very different. They also like that. Mm. But chances are, if they think our sense of humor is great and someone comes in and we don't think their sense of humor is great, then the audience will probably agree with us that their sense of humor is not great. So it all
self-filtering.
Yeah, it's like a.
There's also people that are not, and I'm not putting this person down. They do what they do. Wheeler Walker Jr. Mm-hmm. does what he does as that character. Yep. It did not fit our show. Mm. So I would he's not coming back because it just didn't fit with what we do here.
Yeah, we don't bring characters on.
Fucking character. We don't?
Characters are not welcome.
Yeah, we're the opposite of TBS.
We're the opposite. And that's not to say if he's in your town, don't go see him.
Yeah, if you've heard his songs and you like them.
This is a bonus episode. We can be honest.
If you've heard his songs and you like them, then you're going to get what you like.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It doesn't. He did not.
But the song made us laugh. Like that one song we listened to before he came on, we both laughed.
If it didn't make me laugh, I wouldn't have booked him on the program. It just that in the room didn't fit. Yeah. Talking to a guy in character,
in a hat,
and a beard.
It didn't work. And again, sure, he's a funny guy. We wish him a lot of luck. I would say there's five people that I'm going to be back. That's my guess. Five.
Really? I bet there's way more than
that. You think there's more than
that? You're just not thinking of them. Yeah, there's people who you have no ill will towards, but it's just like, well, they're never going to be back here. There's just no reason
but,
for it.
But I'm saying there's five.
No, but you also wouldn't want them. But luckily, it's not going to come up
either. I see
what
you're saying.
You know what I mean? Like, there's people who are just like have very random that happened to be here once. And it was like, okay, that wasn't great, but they have no reason to come back no matter what. So it's not going to be an issue. You don't have to say anything to a manager or a booking agent or anything.
Right.
Publicist.
What if I reach out to them and then say no?
Hey, is that guy available? He is. Well, we don't want him.
No, we don't want him.
Just want to be clear about that.
But you know what? It's so funny. You know, publicists will do that. Hey, do you have an interest in I'll make up a name. I'm just going to make up a name. Do you have an interest in Kevin Hart?
Right.
We'd love to have him. It's a pass for us. You reached out to me.
Yeah. No, yeah. But we sent out 1,000 emails.
you contacted me. Hey, Jimmy.
I'll give you one that I think you're probably not thinking of that I think is safe to say. Eddie Trunk.
I would not have Eddie Trunk back on.
Right, but you weren't thinking of him.
I was not thinking of him.
So I'm saying there's like a whole world of I mean, it's not that big a list, but there's a list of people who fall into that category. They're not they're not comedians, so it's not like you're bringing them in thinking they would be funny.
Here's the thing with Eddie Trunk. I've been so outspoken about how I think he's turned into a long. And I know our listeners thought he was a long-winded bore at the time.
Yeah.
I did not. I now think that.
Yeah.
So, and I've been outspoken about it. It would be weird to have him on here.
Yes.
That said, had I not been outspoken and he reached out to me, I would say no. I would probably want to have him on because I like talking classic rock.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say no because I know the audience did not care for it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
why
I would say no. And he's also a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
And but it's just I don't think it fits this program.
Yeah,
Oliver, your thoughts on Eddie Trunk?
You want to take a swipe at him?
Yeah,
this is a real bash session.
Do you know who that is, right?
I do, and I've heard you complain about him before.
Is that the only reason you know about him?
Yes. I've never heard of him before.
Yes.
You saying, I was listening to the radio, like, I cannot stand
you've
Eddie
never
Trunk
heard
anymore.
Another human being say his name, right?
No, I didn't even know he was on.
Yeah, he was years ago. It was probably 15 years ago.
One of the first few episodes that I was involved
that you were
with,
on?
I think it was there.
We recorded on a Sunday morning.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Recorded on a Sunday morning to accommodate his schedule because he was in town for, he hosts, and I really don't understand this. It fascinates me. I'm going to make up a band. Pretty Boy Floyd and Lillian X will be doing a show hosted by Eddie Trunk.
Right.
And they're paying Eddie to fly out from New Jersey to host that show. For him to go, hey guys, it's Eddie Trunk, Pretty Boy Floyd.
Yeah, I'm not an entertainer. I don't tell jokes, and I'm not very good at talking. But anyway,
right? So, isn't that a waste of money?
Yes,
as a venue.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
But it happens all the time, and that's what he was doing here. No, he was shooting.
He had
the metal show.
That's right,
metal show.
It was called That Metal Show.
Oh,
and it was him and Don Jameson and Jim Florentine.
Right,
and they would. You know what? It was so low rent that it worked. It looked like cable access television.
Mm.
And it was the three of them talking about classic rock. They had segments. And then they would bring out a classic rock musician, interview him. And then at the end, they would play a game called Stump the Trunk. Because Eddie knows all classic rock heavy metal trivia, except for the questions that they're asked on that program. He never got it right. I always felt bad for him.
Yeah, they should have vetted those questions.
Yeah.
Oh.
They would go, Eddie, you know, what was... on track four of Dog Eat Dog, who played drums? And then Eddie would go, well, I know that so-and-so played drums on this, and so-and-so. Is it Oliver Pardo? It's not! And then they would get
That's
a DVD.
That's bad producing, honestly.
Yeah.
You gotta throw a couple easy bones.
Or just ask him things that sound like impressive, but you know that he knows it. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Oh, I know he knows this random thing. I just heard him talk about it on his radio show last week, so... This will be a softball for him, but it'll make him sound smart.
Yeah, exactly. When producing a show like that, if you're putting somebody up as this expert,
right.
You want to let him be the
expert. You want him to be the expert.
Yeah. Otherwise,
answer a question that other people wouldn't know, but that he would know, and
maybe,
then see.
And then once a show, maybe have somebody stump him
yes.
So that somebody does walk home with a prize.
Right.
There you go.
But if they're all going home with a prize,
then what
that's
the
not
fuck
funny.
Are we doing here, Nicholas?
It's funny once.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny that Eddie never gets it right once? At some point, if that's your guy, you got to let him shine.
Yeah.
That was the day that you decided you didn't like him anymore, when you saw how bad he was at those trivia questions.
I think that was when we went out to his rental car after he was on our program, when he badmouthed Conan.
The funny thing is, I don't remember anything about the episode. I just remember how we felt about it afterwards. Like, I couldn't tell you one thing. Like, I just know that we spent a fair amount of time afterwards talking about that was a mistake.
We did the Kiss trivia contest. Where Pat Francis asked us, Eddie and I, because Eddie's a big Kiss fan, I'm a big Kiss fan, and I think it upset Eddie that I knew as much as I did, because I thought he was going to wipe the floor with me,
right.
And then he didn't.
Yeah, this is stump the trunk all over again.
Because I know my shit, man. You don't think I know Kiss? I know Kiss.
Boy.
You understand me?
Are you falling out of your chair?
You don't get it.
Oh, Jimmy.
This is going to hurt my back this bit.
Yeah, this is a mistake.
Wait, hold on. No, these help, though. Come on! You literally say you know what's interesting. These suits even help with lower back pain.
I know it was a very good callback, but the way you said it, you set yourself up for silence. But see, these help the back though.
Oliver, I didn't put my glasses on, so I couldn't enjoy
you
that.
Sorry,
Eddie was here in 2011. March 16th,
14.
March 16th, 2011. That was a Sunday morning. Sunday morning. But
that was the release date of the episode.
Oh, it was released that day.
He was in the studio.
It was the old studio. I can tell you that much.
It was the old studio. Yeah. So if it was released on the 16th, that means 15th, 14th, the 12th.
12th
might have been the Sunday.
Could be. Could be.
Mm-hmm. If I'm doing my calendar right.
Mm.
What's the matter, Robert?
What?
He's in his head about that callback.
Yeah.
What have I done wrong, Oliver? So we want to revisit this very quickly.
Yeah.
When you
the
hosted,
sixth person's about to be added to that list, huh?
When you hosted that event at your school, that music thing.
Yes.
They were not supportive of anybody, including like their own children playing. Was it people playing the cello and EDM bands?
It was like bands and artists, and it was all original music.
Okay, so a kid gets up there with an acoustic guitar to do an original song, and he was met with apathy.
He was met with, you know. And then I would be like, let's give another hand. And then that was a struggle. It was a struggle to get them to give another hand.
Okay.
Yeah.
I forgot to mention when you were here last time that Zoe's friend who goes to high school with you, Zoe, you know, went to preschool with this girl.
Mm-hmm.
She was in one of the bands.
Wait, no way.
Yeah. You know Sienna?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Sienna has come up to me and been like, did you know that we were at the same birthday party when we were probably 3 years
right,
old?
Right, exactly.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
which is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now I forget the name of her band.
Hostess.
Hostess, yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Her dad's a guitarist and a songwriter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like does a lot of music for television and stuff. So, yeah, he's like, I always got the feeling like when she was three that he was like grooming her to be a rock star because
<Really?
laughs> he's like so into music and so into rock and her mom is also like a super big music fan too. So like huge Duran Duran fan. And like, so yeah, it just felt like, yeah, she's gonna probably pursue this. If not her, then her sister, one of the two girls was gonna.
Big Ricky Gervais fans too.
Sure.
What?
Oh yes. And that
because of her name.
Sienna.
Sienna. It's the band that Ricky Gervais was in.
Oh, it was Sienna Dancing.
Actually. Isn't it Sienna Dancing?
No, I think it's Sienna Dancing.
Even if it was Sienna Dancing. No.
What happened to this episode?
What's going on?
Like, there's something
What's
wrong.
Going
it,
on?
Was it the
it was
Oreos?
This cookie, yes.
Yeah. I think we're all the sugar.
It's a crash.
Sugar crash.
I'm going to
blame it on sugar crash.
I'm going to defend half of this room.
Oh.
Which half?
Yeah,
this one.
Okay.
This one.
I don't think I'm innocent either.
He's falling apart. He's a fucking mess.
Yeah.
I'm warm.
The kid's on fire. It is warm. All right. Let's end this.
Oh, yeah. Right. It finally is officially 80. So I think that means it's time to go.
All right, Oliver. Yeah.
Well, I was gonna say there was one kind of more funny thing about that Equinox show. sorry, not the time.
wait, the thing you hosted? Is that what it was called?
Yeah, sorry, okay. That's what it was called.
It was called Equinox.
It was called Equinox because it was in the spring. But they made a big stink. I won't say the real name of the band. They were called War and Peace, let's call it. And they said, the guy's name is John War. And everybody calls it War and Peace because it's a band. You can't do that. You have to call him John War. Just introduce him as John War. So then the guy comes up to me and goes, all right, so you're about to introduce him as War and Peace. And I said, no, no, no. They told me I got to do John War. And then he goes, and then we were arguing back and forth for like 5 minutes about it. And he goes, I'm Peace. I'm in the band. I'm telling you what to call me.
Fair enough.
And I felt very embarrassed.
Good for you.
So what did you do? Did you introduce them?
So I introduced them as War and Peace.
And did nobody get mad at you?
Nobody got mad at me. Well,
what the fuck was the point of them telling you to do that?
Well, then they were also like, all right, great. You're going to be up. You got 5 minutes after this act. You're going to go up there. And as soon as I was about to go on stage, somebody else came in and did it for me. They took away my job at every pull, every turn.
It sounds like you weren't good at it.
I was good. I wasn't great. I would say it was probably.
You told us you bombed.
I did bomb. It was terrible. It was rough. It was not good.
Oh boy. But you know what? That's part of it. We were talking about it before. It's like a corporate gig. You went up and did a corporate gig.
I mean, I also wasn't doing very well. Like, it wasn't...
We recognize that. Why did you say that as if you hadn't just covered it extensively?
Yeah, I think bombing covers it.
Let me explain myself. I was not funny. I told jokes, and there was no response. Yeah, we get it. You bombed.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't just on that, but like, I was also just not doing well.
But here's the thing. Did they want someone to be doing jokes, or was it just really like they expected you to go up and introduce everybody, and you were like, here's the thing. I'm going to do comedy.
The people putting it together wanted me to do jokes.
Okay. But the audience did not. They were very clear.
The audience
clear.
Did not.
We didn't ask for this, nor do we like it.
It just dawned on me. You were the Eddie Trunk of that event.
Oh, God, they can't do that to me.
You went up there. You were the guy. Like, here's Faster Pussycat. And,
yeah, but I tried to tell
jokes.
But
at least he tried to be funny. Eddie Trunk isn't even a comedian.
I think he tries to be funny.
Was he? Oh, okay.
I did also say, test the Pardo. And then they gave me questions, and I got them all wrong.
Are you happy with Test the Pardo?
I could have.
You
want to
workshop that part of it?
What would it be called? What would it be called?
You got to think of a P word. What's a P word?
Press the Pardo?
Press the Pardo. I don't like it.
Yeah, I hear
you. What else you got, though?
Pardo Hardo? Hardo for Pardo?
Pardo.
Stump. Challenge. Pressure.
Pressure Pardo?
No.
It's just nothing as good as Stump the Trunk. Even though that's a
even though that
rhyme,
doesn't
it kind of misses.
Kind of doesn't miss, yeah.
I mean, if it was OP. Donald Trump hosting, then you could really
stump the Trump. I could. You know what? I'll stump him. I'll put him up, bury him underneath a fucking tree.
Jesus Christ. For humor.
I'll get that wood chipper out of mine.
Yeah.
And hey Don, what you say? Don, do you see anything? You see a? I think there's a watch in there. I think somebody dropped a Rolex in there and. That's him going through it. That was me doing my Michael Winslow impression.
Perfect.
Garen, you thought it was a wood chipper.
I did.
Garen looked around. You see him? He goes, who brought... Garen looked around and said, and he whispered to Elliot, who brought the wood chipper in?
Yeah.
I heard it.
He's back.
You know what? Here's the thing. It was funny and informative. It was he had both on that.
Double.
I didn't think we were going to get to this point, but I do have to leave in 5 minutes.
There we go. Okay. All right, thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for subscribing. Hey, what stays in the bonus? What's said in the bonus episode stays in the bonus episode. Yeah, do you understand me? We don't go on the internet and talk about what we just talked about. This is why it's a bonus. It's special for you. You don't spread it on the internet. I'm not fucking around here with you people. You heard it. I've got a fake wood chipper.
Oh my god,
fake.
Oh, sorry, Garen. Oh, yeah, that was just me. Oh, poor Garen. Thought there was a wood chipper in here.
The illusion's ruined.
Alibri, I got a question for you before we go. And I'm very sincere. And Garen, you can answer as well.
I've got questions.
Elliot, you can listen in.
Oh, thank you.
How much wood?
Oh, boy.
Okay, the infection has spread.
Oh, yikes.
No, it is not. Not what it's done for you.
Wow.
All right, thanks for listening.
This is the end of a show.
Thanks for subscribing. We're done. Oliver, thanks for joining us.
I always do have a wonderful time. I genuinely do have so much fun here, so thank you.
We love having you.
We do.
That's the truth.
Thank you.
It's exciting.
I really do. I was very excited to be able to come on. I do love I genuinely do. And I love seeing everybody and being on the show.
The feeling is mutual.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're all right.
Sorry. I'll bring more sound effects next time.
Gary goes, I mean, it takes time away from me, but okay. It's fine.
Do you think when... I know we got to go, but...
Yeah,
like,
this is your time.
When you go off to college, but you're not going to be that far away, and we, for some reason, we can't reveal any details of this, but do you think you'll be on less or more? Like, you'll still have vacations. You'll have longer vacations, so I maybe you'll be back, and it won't be any different, but it just kind of suddenly dawned on me.
I think it's going to be less.
I think you're going to be like... Yeah. I'm a grown man now. I don't need to do these childish things. I'm a serious film student.
No, but it's also, it might be different because, like, now I'm an adult. Like, I basically consider myself an adult now.
You do?
How? I've considered you an adult since you were about 11. Yeah. It's just your demeanor. I mean,
yeah, but if you knew him, you would really question why he thinks he's an adult.
I mean, a dumb one. Certainly not one of the brightest adults. But the guy who's there.
All right, Oliver, a joy.
Thank you. Again, have a wonderful time.
We wish you a lot of luck. Let me know how it goes. All right. Thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing. On behalf of the Pop Golden Ring, live over there. He's fooled easily. That's Garen Cockfield. Behind Video Village, he's funny or informative. That's Elliot Hochberg. Soon to be back to two arms.
Nice.
That's the honcho Matt Belknap, but our good friend, friend of the show, Oliver Griffin Pardo. Young Oliver. I'm Jimmy Pardo. We'll see you next time on the podcast. AK-47, gone, not forgotten.